The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Cronin, Jim Kalischuk, Bill Plaschke, that's who you want.
Tony.
College football begins tomorrow. Let me hear it. College. You know what they call it?
I already said
they call it this week? Week zero. Zero.
Week zero.
Yeah, zero.
How can you have nothing when you have something?
I'll take it.
Let's go. All right, Kalischuk, you told us how you feel. What do you think? You're not excited about Northwestern Nebraska in Ireland?
What are the people
all of us in Big Ten country can't wait for that game.
We'll get to that in a bit. The latest from the Rams and from the NFL on Aaron Donald's helmet swings. Helmet swings. Nothing. As of our tape time, it's mum. Joint practices. It's been known to be up to the team for discipline. Whether that rises above it, whether the NFL needs to take action is one question. There's been comparisons to Myles Garrett. He was suspended 6 games, you recall. Some wanted a full year for swinging a helmet, the helmetless Mason Rudolph. Whether those comparisons land for you. Whether it's time to reevaluate joint practices. These are the two teams from the Super Bowl. They're playing tomorrow in the final preseason game. And the Rams open the NFL season Thursday night, September 8th versus Buffalo. I don't need to say anymore. Bill Plaschke, what do we have here?
We have something that was dumb and dangerous, but not worthy of a suspension. The NFL needs to keep its nose out of practices like it's doing. The Rams may be fine, but this is emotional. We didn't really see exactly what happened. This isn't even close to Myles Garrett, where he was going after a defenseless quarterback without a helmet on. We heard a helmet's crashing. We don't know who was crashing. We don't know what the emotion was. It was practice, Tony. Everybody's making such a big deal about this. This stuff happens all the time, and nobody gets involved. And again, Aaron Donald lost his cool, but there's no suspension here. No.
Bill Plaschke, I'm just waiting for you to say the Rams like this because they see a fire from Aaron Donald after he
I'm getting ready to say that. You took the words out of my mouth.
Okay.
The Rams
all right, wait,
actually
hold on a
think this
so,
is a good
so
deal.
So comparison to Garrett doesn't compare because it wasn't
not
player. Maybe some people are buying that. No discipline. Don't stay away from practice. The NFL can't possibly do anything here because it's a practice? Tim Kalischuk, how does that land for you? From the man from Los Angeles, by the way.
What are you killing
I'm
me for?
I'm shocked that Plaschke doesn't want an L.A. player suspended. Just crazy, you know, that he wouldn't want that to happen. Here's the thing. I don't understand his practice argument. If it was a truly violent act, if he hit a guy over his bare head, it wouldn't really matter if it's practice. That would be suspension worthy. Now, the NFL washes its hands, says it's a joint practice, it's on the teams. But here's what's happened in the NFL. Nobody plays starters in preseason games anymore. They're playing them in these joint practices, and that's what they're considering their real games to get ready for the season. And they do have fights because they haven't been able to fight with teammates for 3 weeks, so they got to fight somebody. And I think the league should look at it. I don't think he should be suspended. He should be fined. It's a stupid thing for Aaron Donald to be doing. Mm.
So you believe the NFL should rule here because of a joint.
They
but
have video.
That's crazy.
They can't just say it's up
and
to
you don't
the
believe
teams.
It compares to Myles Garrett at all because how many players?
No, although in hindsight, I think the Garrett suspension was a little strong given that he didn't really connect.
Okay. So in hindsight, I recall a panel that looked a lot like this panel.
In hindsight, I may have overstated it at the time.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear you say that.
That's years ago.
Yes, I understand. And that's called evolution is what it's called, not a flip-up. Courtney Cronin, how about you?
What bothers me about this is that if this were to have happened in a game, the NFL would be able to rule here on whatever the punishment would be. If he's walking down the street and somehow does this to somebody, that would fall under the personal conduct policy and the NFL would be able to intervene. This is an archaic rule that whatever happens in the sacred grounds of practice, that the NFL can't do anything about it. Like, if he would have connected with somebody's head, and I know that I'm going on hypotheticals here, it's a completely different situation and we're just gonna be okay with him getting fined because you know that the Rams are absolutely likely not suspending him for the week one game against Buffalo. Why would they do that? So I think what has to happen here to set a precedent that we can't just go around whacking people in the head with a helmet is that he needs to get a pretty hefty fine. I mean, he just got a nice extension from the Rams. I think he can afford it.
Justin Tinsley, bring you in here.
I mean, here's the thing about fights we've known since elementary school. We rarely see the whole thing. So the NFL is not going to get involved in this because they don't want to. They already got enough on their hands. But moving forward, the other panelists have said this. I think the action here is you're not going to suspend Aaron Donald. You're not going to suspend him because of a practice fight, but you have to implement hefty fines. It's not about getting rid of fights in training camp because those are going to continue to happen. That's just part of the nature of the beast. But I think Donald should be fined, and he should be fined a significant amount because that sets the action moving forward. But in terms of suspension, no, this is not going to happen. This is Aaron Donald, arguably the best player in football, and then the week one matchup is the marquee matchup everybody wants to see against the Bills, so that's not going to happen. But you have to start implementing these fines because people listen to money.
That's zero. No, nobody on this panel thinks the suspension worthy. After I had, again, a panel that looked a lot like this one, especially on that side of the screen here, saying Myles Garrett could be suspended a year. Kalisha, last word.
Zach Taylor would say something if somebody had been hurt. Instead, he said it got a little scuffly out there. Mm-hmm. That's all he said, so we know nothing really happened.
Bill Plaschke.
Do you really want the NFL sticking its nose into practice? Tony, do you want this show to be scored during our conference call before the show? No, that doesn't count. This is the real game. This is how we roll.
I mean,
the NFL is going to go.
I don't know if I agree with that argument, but
I'm going meeting.
I give you points for trying it, Plaschke. I'll think about that.
We should
be scoring our practices. Oh, wow. The sanctity of practice conveys. All right. One more story here. Texans 17, 49ers 0. Trey Lance, 7 of 11, 49 yards, 0 points. Here's what he said about that. Quote, some ugly stuff out there for sure. We're not going to make too big a deal from it. For the preseason, 5 drives for Lance, 10 total points for the Niners. Courtney, after no points versus the Texans, are you any closer to knowing what the 49ers have with Trey Lance?
No, and he had an up and down preseason, which I think we've seen with a lot of these year two quarterbacks. And I'll go back to what general manager John Lynch said, that it's going to take time for them to know what they have in Trey Lance. He had 2 starts last year, 6 total appearances, and he's young. He hasn't played a lot of football. They're not going to just blindly believe in him. They have to see a sample size. And honestly, with a lot of these guys like Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, the guy that I cover here in Chicago, you're not going to know until after this year what you have in these quarterbacks. A 2-year sample size, whereas a guy like Trey Lance has barely had any time out there, you just aren't going to know right away. And it's going to take a lot of time.
You say they're not going to blindly believe in him. Aren't they doing that, Tim Kalisha?
Well, yeah, I think it's exactly what I think. It's a bigger risk than Kansas City took 4 years ago. Remember, they had gone to the AFC Championship game with Alex Smith, and they turned it over to Patrick Mahomes after he pretty much sat his rookie year. Now, we saw a lot of him at Texas Tech. Texas Tech threw about 70 passes a game, and everybody knew he had a rocket arm.
Yeah.
And so we knew he might be special. We didn't know he'd be like he is. We have a lot of doubts, or at least a lot of questions, about Trey Lance. 11 for 16 in the preseason, that's like a half of stats in the regular season. I think it's a big roll of the dice the 49ers are taking.
They didn't score against Houston in the last preseason game. 9 starters maybe playing on offense with Lance for part of that, Plaschke. Is that in any way a concern or not?
No. I mean, this kid, you need to rip the Jimmy G Band-Aid. Rip it off now. This kid's got more mobility. He's not going to make mistakes. The 49ers only need him to make 2 or 3 big passes a game and just run the offense and see what he can do with his legs. We saw what Jimmy G can do. Let's see what this kid can do. Give him a chance.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, they just wanted to get Trey Lance out of the preseason healthy, and they did that. They're going to protect him, especially early on in the season with the running game, with that defense, with those wide receivers. They're going to protect him until he gets his footing. But you know what? Jimmy G was a game manager. San Francisco was expecting this guy to be a game breaker. And yes, it was a very, very small sample size last year. But Trae Young led the league in yards per attempt.
Lance.
So that big play energy is right there. But this is what they hedged their bets
on. Wow, you're going to the stats from last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to. What? I got to go off something.
You do have to go off something. Here's something.
They made the NFC Championship game last year. Will they make the NFC Championship game again this year? Over or under after the move at quarterback? Anybody want to weigh in on that, Courtney Cronin? You don't need to answer the question. I'll give you a last word here.
I mean, they got five first downs with Trey Lance at quarterback during the preseason. Yeah. There were points that were put on the board by him in the first team offense. I don't know what more you want to see from a quarterback when you're running such a base vanilla offense, but I do think it was important to see him in this final preseason game. I think that all young quarterbacks, all year two quarterbacks should be doing that.
No, I said one more story. I was going off of the practice you guys had, the conference call. But you guys were quick. Let's go one more story. Another QB situation. It's in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin said Sunday versus the Lions is a significant game for a lot of people. Whether Mitchell Trubisky or Kenny Pickett is a lot of people. I'll let you decide. But Tomlin's going Trubisky QB1 in preseason game 3. Tim, if you're Tomlin, what do you need to see from Trubisky? What do you need to see from Pickett?
I just need to see Trubisky play, and I'm going to start him. I know how the people in Chicago feel about Mitch Trubisky, but this isn't about where he got drafted. This is about is a veteran more ready to play right now, at least for a few weeks, until the rookie Kenny Pickett gets ready. And that's always the better way to go in these scenarios.
I actually have seen plenty of, I've seen plenty of Mitch Trubisky at this point. I know that he's going to be starting this third preseason game. I think Kenny Pickett and the momentum that he has right now, he stood in the pocket. He has looked decisive. There was a play against Jacksonville last week where as he's getting hit, he's got a guy in his face. He delivers that strike to Pat Freiermuth. That, to me, shows you everything you need to know, that when you have a young player who's ready to go right now, you go with him over the veteran.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, honestly, this is interesting because Trubisky hasn't done anything to lose the starting role, but I think Pickett has done everything to earn it. I think he's got a bigger arm. I think he's more mobile, and I think the offense is more fluid with him. And now with the good defense, I think he's a little bit more mobile. I would say so. Yeah, but with the good defense, with the good running game, and honestly, with Mike Tomlin as your coach, I think Pickett, I think he can win games out of the start, and I think he should be the starter.
Bill Plaschke.
Kenny Pickett is NFL ready. Start him now. Cal Shaw, what good does it do to bench him for 3 or 4 weeks while Trubisky makes a mess of acting back to the kind of messes he always makes? Start Pickett now. He's no ordinary rookie. He's 24. I think he was in college 6 years. The kid's ready. Start him now.
Cal Shaw, give me the last word. You were in college 6 years,
just because he stayed a long time doesn't mean he's ready for the NFL. He overstayed his welcome there. Give him a few more weeks to watch to see what's going on.
Okay. Your scores. Flashy 1, Kalishaw 11, Cronin 12, Tinsley 0. Fire still next.
I'm not in last place. That's stunning.
Your band-aid off.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Let's talk baseball and let's talk monies. First, reporting from San Diego that the Padres will not try to challenge or recoup money from the Fernando Tatis contract in light of his suspension. So he signed 14 years, $340 million. There's been a motorcycle accident. There may be multiple motorcycle accidents. There's been this steroid positive test and suspension. but they will not try to recoup money. Bill, what are you buying? What are you selling? And how do you consider the road back to redemption for Tatis?
I'm buying first. The Padres not trying to recoup money. They don't need to create a hostile environment for this kid. He's 23 years old. He's going to be a great player for a long time. The road to redemption is just grow up, just to show some more maturity. I think he'll do that. He seemed very remorseful in his press conference. He'll be back this time next year. He'll be leading the Padres in a pennant race. Everything will be for
Tim Kalishaw?
Yeah, I don't know that the Padres would have been creating something. Tatis tested positive for steroids. Tatis had the motorcycle accidents. He's the one who needs to clean up his act. But I think the peer pressure of Juan Soto and his teammates, he wants to live up to what he's supposed to be. I don't think management needed to do
Courtney Cronin?
Yeah, I'm buying that there's no precedent for a suspension like this for PEDs for someone this young. The last time that we saw this was guys on the other side of 30 towards the end of their career, A-Rod, Robinson Cano, Miguel Tejada. So I guess in the court of public opinion, in the court of the locker room, he has to, like, redeem himself in that regard. But it's not just the steroid stuff. Like you mentioned, it's the multiple motorcycle accidents. It's not getting shoulder surgery after the 2021 season like the team told him to. And, you know, just his litany of things. So I think he's got a long road to redemption ahead of him.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I'm actually buying it from both sides. I'm buying the Padres not adding on to this saga even more, but I'm also buying Tatis's remorse. Look, this guy embarrassed the franchise and he embarrassed that sport, but I truly believe that he is remorseful, and I think next season will be a great redemption tour for him. I don't think his image is tarnished. He's got way more of his career in front of him than he does behind him, and I think his bounce back will be incredible because the fallout was pretty ugly.
I bring all that up because news of the day, we talk about a massive deal that Tatis Jr. signed. Well, it made you wonder if teams would hesitate. Take a look at this today. Seattle, the Mariners and rookie Julio Rodriguez. He's an all-star and he's a superstar in the making. But here's the agreement. Now, this is confusing on some level. It's at least $210 million guaranteed in extension for him, and the bonuses and options, which go both ways, team and player, could make it north of $400 million, nearly $500 million. So this is potentially the biggest deal in the history of professional sports for Julio Rodriguez. Tim, buy or sell Seattle going that big after 108 games?
I'm buying it for both, but especially for the team. They have a lot of protections in this deal. It's at a minimum 8 years and $120 million. And if something happened to Rodriguez or his career didn't turn out like it's starting, the team could start to get out of the contract at that point or pick up a much smaller option. But it also protects him if he's great and he's up there in the MVP voting. As you said, he's going to make over $400 million as a Mariner.
Courtney Cronin?
Yeah, I mean, a deal like this when he's got under 1 year of Major League Baseball service is remarkable. But the Tampa Bay Rays did something similar with Wander Franco, and I think that that was the right move for them. So a rookie, the 12th rookie of all time with a 2020 season, you know, the sky's the limit, and clearly they believe in him, and they're trying to get, you know, cash in on it earlier rather than when he becomes more expensive to extend him.
But as it is right now, this could be the biggest contract in the history of the sport. Justin Tinsley for you.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle is, they're trying to lock up a lot of guys like long term, so this doesn't surprise me, but I love it. Rodriguez betting on himself. This guy has nine-figure talent. There's a reason Seattle is almost in the postseason for the first time since 2001 when Rodriguez was 9 or 10 months old. This guy is big-time talent, and he deserves every dollar if he lives up to the talent that he's already portrayed in the first 108 games.
No flash.
He's 21 years old. He's played 108 games. We just got done talking about Fernando Tatis and his immaturity in the wake of his long-term contract. He's under 3 more years of club control. Wait, so show some patience, Mariners. See if
show
the kid
some
really
patience.
Is all that.
You say they haven't made the postseason in the longest drought in the sport, but I hear where you're coming from, Plashke. They had him under control.
He's 21.
For the next 3 years, Tim.
3 years.
And I heard Justin say he's betting on himself. Is he really? He's getting a deal that could be worth
he's
more.
He's casting the chance.
Right, even if it doesn't go well.
Is that a bet? They made the bet. They're fish. Betting on him. All right. Kalishaw, Cronin. That was a quick horn. Those numbers today, this is the dead ball ever around the
give
horn.
Give me one more point to Justin.
Flash? Oh.
Give me one more point to Justin.
Nope.
Nah, Flash.
No, one
we
left.
Both ended with five.
Kalishaw, Cronin. the two C's in Showdown next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Vegas, Chicago, Connecticut, Seattle, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds. Ace Storm sounds like a poker playing weather superhero. Sky versus Sun is our cosmic existential reality. It all starts Sunday. Tim Kalishaw, who is the favorite right now?
Give me the Aces. Give me WNBA Coach of the Year, Becky Hammond. She'll be in the NBA in a couple years coaching. She's got the Aces shooting threes. Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray. Too many weapons for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Courtney?
I know Bill Plaschke's on this show, so I'm going to go full Plaschke here and go with the hometown Chicago Sky for me. They already built a 4-0 lead on the Sun this year. They have the Executive of the Year in James Wade. And that performance against New York Liberty last week was a tone setter for me.
Mm-hmm. To own the Libs, yeah. Kalishaw, you mentioned Hammond won Coach of the Year this year. She doesn't need to go to the NBA. She's the best coach in the WNBA.
She doesn't need to.
Year.
I'm just saying she will. She doesn't need to.
Yeah. We'll move on. Orioles, White Sox, kind of big in the wild card chase, and here is Chicago's season in a nutshell. Foul pop would have won the game, but popped out of the glove of Adam Engel. And then Baltimore's season in a nutshell. Kyle Stowers, game-tying home run on the next pitch, his first ever. And the Orioles' magic continue in the 11th. Baltimore stays in reach of wild card 3. Courtney, credit to the O's or blame to the White Sox?
The White Sox have no one to blame but themselves for falling to 62-60 and basically pushing themselves further out of playoff contention. After he built that 0-2 lead on Stowers, Liam Hendricks hung a curveball. So blame the White Sox on this one.
Yeah, the big surprise is that with an 0-2 count, Tony La Russa didn't intentionally walk Stowers. this is the kind of year the White Sox have had. They will find ways to lose games.
Very, very true. But a little love for Orioles magic. All right, they've been doing this all season. We'll move on. All right, here it comes down to this, and we knew it would. Showdown 3, week 0, college football, college. So 11 games are on schedule. Nebraska, Northwestern, and Dublin. I believe there's a game that currently, as of our tape time, is still going on. North Carolina versus FAMU, but FAMU has 20 players ineligible. Tim, what are you watching for?
Stop me if you've heard this before. Scott Frost is on the hot seat. Stop! Oh, but his team somehow is a heavy favorite against Northwestern in Dublin. What did the Irish do to deserve this game? Feel bad.
I'm watching for my mom and my brother because they're actually at this Northwestern game, Northwestern and Nebraska, the two crazies in my family that traveled across international waters to go watch a Big Ten football game. So I'll be watching for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tim Kalishaw, take the FaceTime. 30 seconds. Mm.
25 years after interleague play began with a Rangers-Giants game, Major League Baseball finally got it right. They should have done this a long time ago. But next year's schedule, everybody will play everybody for the first time ever. And you don't have to play your division opponents 19 times. I don't want to see the Rangers play Oakland 19. Play them 13 times. 20.
That's it. 71 and a half hour break.
Whoopee.
See you Monday.
Whoopee, Tim.